I have Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library on the line. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty darn good. The coffee's tasting good. The music's awesome. I know we have tons of listeners out there just starting their day off with KTWH, and you are calling in, and I get to talk to you. How could it be any better?
I love the way you think. That's such a good point. KTWH and coffee, like, every morning.
right, there you go. So what do you have for us?
So before we get started, I know you love inspiration and food for thought, and you know we add like 100 new books to the library every month, and I'm not exaggerating. You know, last month was 118 for any number geeks out there, but I just want to give you a quote from a book that I just read.
Oh, yay, I love quotes. You might have to text it to me later.
Oh, absolutely, I will. And the title of this book, too, it's called Secrets of Adulthood, Simple Truths for Our Complex Lives, by Gretchen Rubin, and it's less than 200 pages, Michelle, and it's just all these little bits of wisdom she's picked up through her daily life. But, she says, we can change our lives without changing ourselves.
Yeah. See?
Isn't that good?
That just, like, totally gave me tingles. I like the adult quote of saying, no one told us that a big portion of your adult life was going to be deciding if you should keep the empty box or recycle it, because it's a really good box.
Yes! Oh my gosh, so good. It is funny. I would put Menards plastic bags in that same category. They're so nice.
Oh, that's so awesome. And you know, today is National Teen Literacy Awareness Day.
I didn't know that. How cool. Well, yeah, so bring your teens down, or even you don't need to be a teen to read from our YA collection.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, and I bet some of those 100 new books are probably for that age group as well.
Exactly, yes. And speaking of reading, tonight is our short and sweet book group, and they're reading one of my, I don't want to know, it's a compelling read. I'm not going to say it's my favorite.
Okay.
Because that makes it sound like I'm vouching for a character or another, but it was a very impactful read.
Okay.
It was published as The Donor and the Borrower in the New York Times Magazine and Bad Art Friend in the New York Times.
Okay.
So that's all I'm going to tell you. I'll have to email you a copy.
Okay.
Because it just kind of makes the argument of what is a bad art friend and who is one. And it has some names you'll recognize. It's based on a real lawsuit that involves fiction, that involves a text thread, that it's going to be a really fun conversation.
Oh, I imagine you have copies there. So like you were going to say, if you haven't read it. Oh,
exactly. It'll take you, I'd say, like 15, 20 minutes to read it, and then maybe half an hour to be like, oh my gosh, wait, who is the villain, and is there a villain?
Ooh, okay. Oh, that's a very enticing lead. All right.
So I'm excited for that. I asked a coworker to read it yesterday, and I kind of felt creepy because I was just watching her face. It's one of those pieces you can only read for the first time once, you know? Obviously, everything you can only read for the first time, but, like, to see somebody read it with fresh eyes, I was like, is this all worth my hype? Yes. Absolutely.
Sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Love, love, love it. And that is
our short and sweet book group meets in the library's meeting room the third Thursday of the month from 6 to 6:45 p.m., and copies are always available at the front desk.
Oh, that's awesome. And what's, especially this one, age-appropriate, or who would enjoy it, the age group?
Ooh, I would say adults or intelligent and catty teens.
Love it. Love it. Okay, what else you got for us?
So actually, looking ahead to next week, I want to remind listeners that our quarterly Friends of the Library meeting is next Thursday, April 24th. From 5:30 to 6:45 p.m., and everybody is welcome, but only Friends members can vote, and this will be when new officers are selected. So if you want to learn more about the Friends, visit our website at twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or just stop on in and let us know what questions you have. The Friends are the group, as you well know, that helps make the magic stretch a little bit farther in the library. So support for summer reading, special collections, all sorts of good stuff is through the generosity of the Friends of the Public Library.
Sweet. Yes. Plus, it just is a wonderful group of ambassadors for the library, you know, to...
Exactly.
Right. That advocating for you and spreading the word. So that's awesome.
And it's a nice group of people, too. It's always fun to meet somebody new, you know.
Right.
So if you're just looking to make new connections, stop on by.
Sweet. All right. And that is next week. Heads up.
Yes, next Thursday, 5:30 in the library meeting room.
Sweet. All right, what else you got?
So I should have done this in chronological order, but I was just so excited.
No, no, that's awesome.
Now, we're still next week, but let's take a few steps back to next Monday.
Okay.
We're having our final book discussion for this year's One Book Northland selection,
yep.
And it's our Walk and Talk Book Club. So meet us on the library patio, and we're going to walk to and from Agate Bay. And while we walk, we will discuss Where Rivers Part, A Story of My Mother's Life by Cao Kayla Yang. We did have a book discussion on April 1st about this title,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to continue the conversation, or if you were unable to make that conversation, or if you think better on your feet, come to this program. Again, we're meeting at the library patio next Monday at noon for a gentle walk to and from Agate Bay while we discuss that book.
Awesome. I love that. Are those pretty well attended? I think that is just such a clever, fabulous idea. And the weather's going to be beautiful for you. So I'm just making that statement now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Your lips to God's ears.
Yep, yep.
I appreciate these conversations because it's usually a more intimate group, which is good because you can have a meeting room conversation with as many people as you want, but for a walk and talk conversation, it is better when it's just a few folks.
Yep.
So it isn't the hugest crowd, but they're always good discussions.
Great. Awesome. All right. And no pressure.
Yes,
in the walking
exactly.
pace, right? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. We couldn't really call it like a dawdle and discuss. Oh, like we could call it dawdle and discuss.
Oh, there
but that's
you.
Often.
There you
what it feels
go.
Like.
Yes, I like that. There you go. That can be a subgroup.
Yes, I love that.
And how do listeners get in touch with you there at the library?
Sure. So we're at 320 Waterfront Drive in beautiful Two Harbors and open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5. Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Visit us online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com or check us out on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. If you have any questions about upcoming events, your library account, or any other library magic, give us a call at 218-834-3148 or send us an email at thpl@alslib.info. Sorry, I got tongue-tied there. So, yeah, just all sorts of ways to get in touch.
Yeah, that's...
And we look forward to hearing from folks about what they're looking for and what they love and what we can do to best help the community.
Yeah, and you do such a fabulous job of it. So, yay. Any other highlights you want to shout out before I have to let you go?
Oh, man, if you let me, I would talk for hours. I would let folks know. Check out our website. I mentioned one of my favorite new books that's out, but there's so many new books all the time. So see the full list on our website and place whatever seems interesting on hold because we are here to help.
Excellent.
Thank you for sharing your morning with me, Michelle. Always a joy to be on KTWH.
Yep, exactly. Thanks so much, Madeline, and you have a fabulous day.
You too. Take care.
Yep, bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third Thursday of each month, and we so appreciate this partnership that has been going pretty much since the beginning. There's been some different voices, but as the organization, we have kept this partnership going, and it's very, very appreciated.